For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. A New York City-based nonprofit that facilitates mental health treatment for veterans is expanding to Albany. Headstrong was founded in 2012 by combat veterans. I spoke with the organization's executive director, Joe Quinn.
Headstrong is a nonprofit based here in New York City with the mission of healing the hidden wounds of war. And we do that through stigma-free, bureaucracy-free, and cost-free mental health treatment. I know a lot of listeners probably heard a lot of the issues that veterans are having, whether it's with post-traumatic stress or trauma, and trying to get services. This basically is a organization that makes it as seamless as possible. Essentially, a veteran could sign up and within 24 hours have an intake and then be seeing a clinician that same week. So it's really that simple.
And what are some of the programs and services provided?
Yeah, so basically how it works and how it will work there in Albany in the Capital Region is we work with private clinicians. We'll have four private clinicians and one psychiatrist that already have private practices with 10 to 15 years experience that have all different types of treatment available, particularly a treatment called EMDR. That is basically evidence-based treatments that you'll, find everywhere, that a lot of times it's cost prohibitive for veterans to get that kind of best-in-class treatment, and we take out all the barriers of entry for veterans to get those services.
And to the specifics of the Albany branch, I want to get some more details there as to who will be providing the treatment. Where can veterans in the Capital Region go to find out more information about this?
Sure. So the first big thing will be in Albany on Thursday, March 15th. There'll be a breakfast at 9:30, and then we're having a panel and discussion from 10 to 11. And that'll be at the University of Albany at the School of Business, 1400 Washington Avenue, again, next Thursday. So that'll be sort of our opening into Albany to have an info session to talk directly to veterans and partners and the community and the city about what we're offering and what we could do for veterans in the Albany area.
And where would veterans in the Albany area go to receive this treatment? Would it be those private clinics?
Exactly. So, So it's as simple as going on to going online and going to getheadstrong.org. You simply click on a link. It takes about 3 minutes to fill out basic information with your name, your city, and then you hit submit. And then within 24 hours, we'll be in contact with you to do an intake and then refer you to one of those four clinicians based on sort of what are the things that you're looking for. And that's the other thing that's specific to us, in that we tailor the clinician and the treatment to the individual veteran and don't have kind of one approach for each veteran.
And Headstrong says that the treatment is provided at no cost to veterans. How is the treatment then funded? How is the program funded?
It's all donations. It's no government funding. It's just all donations that we receive, whether through foundations or most importantly, the individual donations, the $10, $20 a month, the kind of cup of coffee that someone in Albany might give up to kind of give to the cause. And that's really what really breaks down that barrier of cost, so veterans could get, our treatment is based on outcomes, right? So the idea is to eliminate every barrier of entry, because it's hard enough for a veteran to kind of raise their hand and say they need help. So what can we get rid of? What barriers of entry can we get rid of? And cost is one of the biggest ones. So it's all kind of privately funded through fundraising.
And Joe, you are an Army veteran yourself who went through the Headstrong treatment program. Having been on the receiving end of the treatment, how does Headstrong differ from other veteran programs?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to start kind of early. So my story starts on 9/11. I was a cadet at West Point on 9/11, and like most people, I turned on my television and I saw the towers with, you know, holes in them and smoke coming out. And, you know, little by little, you know, I saw it unfold. A little different for me, my brother Jimmy, who was 23 at the time, working for Canopus Gerald, he was in the North Tower and lost his life that day. And for me, my service and the service of many others completely changed. So I went on to graduate 6 months later. I went to 2 tours to Iraq, 1 tour in Afghanistan. But including those tours of duty, my hardest time was transitioning out of the military. And it was about 2 years ago. My wife is also not only a, you know, she was a military brat, and she lost one brother, Kevin, to suicide, and then 8 months later lost our oldest brother, Jeff, in Iraq. So for years, you know, after getting in the military, we both kind of struggled. Like, we really tried hard to kind of pull things together, and we just really didn't see a future. You know, it was those things that are inside. And being involved with the veteran space here, Gerard, who's the head clinician for Headstrong, I had a relationship with him in referring other veterans to Headstrong because I thought it was best in class. And it's the simplest form to get help. You just sign up and immediately you get help. There's no paperwork. There's no nothing. There's no costs associated. You just show up and get help. And I asked Gerard, do you mind if I ask you something personal? And he shut the door, and I basically said, I have to refer one more veteran, and it was me. And that was 2 years ago. My wife and I had, in that time, have been kind of kicking life in the teeth ever since. We have a 17-month-old daughter. We have another child on the way that's due in June. My wife's a nurse, getting her nurse practitioner degree, and I'm just fortunate enough now to be the executive director of Headstrong to kind of lead this and bring Headstrong to as many communities across the country, starting with Albany.
Well, Joe, my condolences to you and your family, but it really sounds like you're doing well. Leads me to my next question of, does Headstrong also provide services for family members of veterans and service members?
Of course. And I'm a prime example of that. You know, you have part of the solution is solving the whole family, and you know, one of the outcomes we measure is relationships. And it's not only about, you know, getting veterans back to a certain point, it's about getting them back, and to include myself and a lot of my colleagues and friends out there, getting back to living the good life, right? Living, you know, as with great relationships, and 100% that involves the family. If there's any veterans out there listening, just sign up. You know, sometimes we have people, veterans that go through our program, whether they're thinking about, you know, a battle buddy they lost or something that they don't think is relevant, or they think they don't need or they're not worthy of services like Headstrong. You are worthy. We have a lot of veterans that have been through just 3 treatments and then kind of got what they needed out of it and got back to being their best selves.